It's the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.
Hot 1027 Breakfast, another opportunity for us to do a little paying forward. That's with Silver Star. And we're joined in studio by Shona this morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Bunny. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Always a pleasure to have you in studio. And we also have another special guest who's here, and he's from Gideon's Animal Outreach. We're celebrating an unsung hero. Gideon Morar left a decade-long career at the SPCA to start Gideon's Animal Outreach. It's one man, one bucky mission, taking vet care, rescue, and kindness into informal settlements and rural areas most of us never see. Good morning, Gideon. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Gideon, tell us, what finally pushed you to launch the outreach on your own?
Wow, tough question, but it was actually a number of things. The main thing is that, you know, I really wanted to try a different approach to helping animals, and I felt that, you know, prevention was definitely was needed, proactive work was needed, and focusing on, you know, keeping animals out of shelters and out of the SPCA and in people's homes, and helping to empower them to look after them better, educating them better, so that, you know, they can live longer and happier lives where they are, instead of being taken to shelters or rehomed to other people or given away, sold as they usually are. Mm. And yeah, just you know, trying to keep that bond, that human animal bond together. When a family has a pet, it becomes a family member, and you know, to have to give it up because you don't have money or you can't afford vet bills or you can't afford to feed it, that's, for me, was very heartbreaking. We had to take away a lot of animals, you know, we had to collect them because they were not being provided for, not being cared for. So we would be taking away so many animals, but you know, at the end of the day, humans, people are always going to get more. There's always going to be another puppy, another litter, another batch of kittens. My neighbors had a cat. My neighbors had doesn't want their kittens.
I know.
And they get passed around, and before you know it, the same problem's happening again and again and again. And you know, I saw this as, you know, there's things we can do as, you know, as people, as communities, to prevent these animals from being surrendered, given up, neglected, and actually keep them in their homes and keep them with the people that love them at the end of the day.
I think what really impacted us was the fact that you work with the communities and you go into the communities, that the families know you, that you work very hard with them, and that you don't only look after the animals, but sometimes you actually look after the families as well.
Yes, absolutely. Like, to be honest, I think that the people benefit just as much as the animals from our services, because you know, people have a pet for a reason. A lot of the time, especially in this country, they have a dog for security. But at the same time, you know, that dog might be the best friend to the children, or best friend to the to the granny that stays home all day and looks after them. So the people definitely benefit. And the heartbreak that they go through when a pet dies or it gets hurt, it gets sick, and they can't afford to do anything about it, or they don't have the means, they don't even have the knowledge of what do I do when my pet is sick. You know, it's damaging. And for a child or for a vulnerable person to be losing that pet, not understanding why they've lost that pet, why it's all of a sudden not there anymore, it's a very traumatic for them. So to keep those animals alive and healthy and with the families for as long as possible, that benefits the people just as much as it does the animal. So that really goes hand in hand. The animals and the people together, they'll always be bonded together.
And I must say, given the scope of work that you cover, Shona's touched on the fact that you interact with the communities themselves, not only just the pets and not just the animals. I imagine you wear many, many hats. Walk us through a typical day at Gideon's Animal Outreach.
Look, a typical day, I can give you an example of one of the projects we do. We do something called sterilization drives, where we engage with the community. We identify the people that want to actually have their pets spayed, sterilized, so that they're not reproducing and constantly roaming around looking for mates. So I'll arrive in the township in the morning. I'll have a list of people that I've interacted with, I've identified. I'll go to their homes, pick up their animals, dogs and cats mostly, and we load them into our van, into special crates and cages to transport them to our vet facilities. So the driving around the township could take a few hours to collect all these pets, handle them. Some of them are aggressive. They don't know me. They don't know people. They've never been in a car before.
Right.
They've never been handled before, some of them. So it's up to me to handle them humanely, safely, get them to the vet facilities. Then they'll be sterilized there. We have to offload them, check them for any problems, health problems, anything like that. Make sure they admitted. We take a record of everyone. And then, yeah, the following day we'll go back to the vet facility, pick them all up, drive them all back to their homes, drop them off. And in that process, I'll be checking the living environment of the animal. Does it have a kennel? Does it have a shelter? Does it have food and water provided? You know, where does it live? Does it live in a small locked up place? And everything we can do to help that and improve those conditions, that's what we do. So if the dog needs extra blankets, bowls, if it needs food parcels, then we try and provide that. If it needs a shelter, we go as far as collecting secondhand unwanted kennels from people, drive it through to the township, make sure the dogs are provided with the kennels. The owners are educated that, you know, the dog actually does get cold. It does, you know, it does need a comfortable place to sleep, and it needs suitable shelter, protection from the elements. So it's,
A huge education drive as well as looking after the animals.
It is. It takes a lot of patience and a lot of understanding, because a lot of people will approach or ask me, like, how do you do it? How do you not get angry with what you see? So, I mean, I'll tell them that, look, this is happening whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
So we need to do something or not.
Yeah, and if you go in aggressively, you won't get anywhere.
Well, exactly, yeah.
So it's clear to us that the Bucky is your lifeline, and it broke down, so it took a lot of funds to fix it.
Yes, it did, yeah. But thankfully, we are blessed with good donors and people that believe in the work and support the work. So at the end, we did manage to get a new engine, or a new reconditioned engine for the car, and I wasn't off the road for too long, as long as I anticipated. So, I mean, yeah, people saw that I needed help, that the animals needed help, and they did come forward. And I can't say that, you know, we haven't been blessed. So we've been blessed with
good
people. Yeah.
But I can imagine that it put a lot of strain on, you know, the other expenses that you have to do the job that you do. You described how you have to go out into the community. You've got the transport cages that you have to make sure that you've got a safe way to move these animals. And you were talking about how essentially it takes a village to make sure that Gideon's animal outreach is successful. Yeah. And it takes a village here as well, here at Hot 102.7. We've got friends at Silver Star and we've got Dion Basson on the line. Good morning, Dion. How are you?
How are you, Bunny?
We are wonderful, thank you. You must have been listening to Gideon and how his incredible commitment to the animals and the communities that he serves. That he's always there. He's the one man. He's one Bucky. He's doing everything that he can for these animals. And, I mean, that's very much something that resonates with us here at Hot Cares. And I imagine with you too, Silver Star. And I understand that you have some good news perhaps for Gideon this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, morning, Gideon.
Morning, Dion.
Like I've said before, animals are very, very close to my heart and to our entire Silver Star Pays Forward committee's heart here at Silver Star. And when we heard from our friends there at Hot Cares about Gideon's animal outreach, we just felt that we have to get involved. And, you know, for it takes special people to look after the ones with no voice. And, you know, we were really, really touched. And we know, you know, it's expensive. Just this past weekend had to go and buy some dog food and the like for our Baloo. And, you know, we're going to contribute from our side, deworming medication, flea and tick treatments, as well as buy some animal transport cages for you up to the value of 20,000 Rand for you to continue the good work that you're doing and to ensure that those animals that you transport are safe and that they can be returned to their homes with tick-free and, you know, to carry on bringing joy to those families that they live with.
Oh, Dion, thank you so much, mate. I really, really appreciate that. I can't thank you enough.
We just want you to continue doing that work.
Well, Dion, thank you so much for always answering the call. Whenever we reach out and paying it forward, as always, we'll chat to you soon.
Another life changed with the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 102.7 and Hot Cares.